Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. Very interesting article that I read on MSNBC. A new study that says if you want to spruce up your marriage a little bit, maybe your husband just isn't doing it for you, well, invite two other people along for the ride. Go on a double date. No, see, that's what the... Apparently, double dates have been known as spruce up marriages. I thought this was very interesting, and so I thought we should turn to our relationship expert, Stacey Nelkin, of course, from thedailyaffair.com as well, to get her thoughts on this whole deal. Stacey, thank you so much for making some time. Have you heard of this before or now?
Hi, Ralphie. How you doing? I have now. I think we need to get it the record straight. We're not talking about swinging here.
Right, yeah, exactly.
The point is that you will be more into your husband or your wife, and that's what this study shows. What makes it so interesting is that by going out with other couples, you see your partner in a different light. You know, you see their social self, and you get more of a multidimensional picture of this person that you've been married to that, you know, becomes old hat after a while. And you see these sides of them that you forgot were there, you know, and that can be a great turn on.
I guess it depends on your perspective. Some people kind of like that one-on-one alone time and don't like to invite other people in all the time.
That's very true, and I think we all fall into that because it's just easier, and I think everybody is so tired and so fried these days from social media things that, you know, if I have to talk or type to one more person, you know. But the thing is that this is not just about getting together and making small talk. The study was done. One group of couples did do the small talk, and another group of couples simultaneously were given very interesting probing questions. And the couples that were in the group where they were doing the probing questions, they wound up, after the study, all getting together, and they all had much better feelings, let's say, about their partner than they did even before the study began.
Wow.
So the point is that when you're having interesting, deep conversations, that can be the turn-on, because you're thinking and you're seeing, as I said, different parts of your partner.
It's not always the exotic vacations and expensive gifts. I love it. We'll link to the article and, of course, this podcast on the Ralphie Radio Show blog. Stacey Nelkin from thedailyaffair.com. Stacey, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure, Ralphie. Take care.